How busy were the Applebee's near you? If they were busy, Zane must have been smiling. His name is Zane Tankel. He owns about 40 Applebee's in five boroughs throughout the Northeast in New York, Westchester and Rockland counties. And Zane, you've been come up with this before. You're chairman and CEO of this whole thing. And we think Obamacare and delay, I think this could be good news for you, at least temporarily.
Well, I'm not sure, Brian. I you know, the reality is it's just kicking the can down the road a little bit, just like we did with everything else. You know, you're going to have to do it. So what this postponement does is, I guess, it saves some cash flow per se, but it doesn't avoid anything. And candidly, I don't think a year it's going to come about a year either. The exchanges aren't up. We've been in front of this thing, as you know, for well over a year. We've gone to every seminar, every meeting in Washington, everything, because we happen to be self-insured. We have several thousand, well over 3,000 employees, and it's a major concern to us. And we want to know where it fits in our line items for expenses. And,
right.
I don't think it happens next year either. I because the exchanges aren't in place. The exchanges were supposed to be up October 1st, or are supposed to be up October 1st. That's two months from now. You think somebody sets up an insurance company in 2 months?
Well, for example, here's what the president said on July 2nd or 3rd. He says businesses now have until 2015 to insure workers, and those businesses with 50 or more employees, or be fined $2,000 a head. Now, how many workers do you have? How many hours do they work to be eligible to be insured?
Well, we've been doing that analysis for the past year. We have, out of 3,250 employees, we have 800 that fall into that category that we'll have to insure. By the way, the $2,000 fine is substantially more than $2,000. Because it's not a tax deductible $2,000, so if you're in a higher bracket, it's more like $3,800.
So you would pay the $2,000. Wow, $3,800. So you would pay the $3,800, and still that employee has to go to the state and go decide what insurance plan is in the exchanges that best fits their needs, right?
Well, not really. We're going to offer the way you have the exchanges as an alternative. Let me tell you the bigger problem, which no one's even looking at. It's not when an insurance company comes in and evaluates health insurance, they want the total population, Brian, because the only ones that are going to opt for it are the sick and the infirmed. If you're a young buck like you, Brian, and you're fit and you're in shape and you haven't had health insurance in the past, it's not on your agenda. Your next vacation's on your agenda, or a house payment, or a car payment, or what have you. It's never been on your agenda. So who opts out of my 800 employees, who are full-time employees, who opts for the health insurance piece? The ones that need it?
Yeah.
Insurance companies
when
won't
they
quote
need
on
it.
That. The insurance companies won't quote on that, because the insurance companies, in order to get a proper balance to cover a whole population, they want the healthy who are paying the premiums as well as the sick.